1807年
1807
一个法国人写了一行公式
A Frenchman wrote a formula
被法兰西科学院当场封杀
Banned by the French Academy
100多年后
100 years later
人类才惊恐地发现
The shocking discovery that humans are afraid of
那行公式不是什么疯子的涂鸦
That formula is not just some crazy person's scribble
而是上帝藏在数学里的指纹
It is the fingerprint of God hidden in mathematics
从你手机里正在放的这首歌
The song currently playing on this phone
到13亿光年外
To 13 billion light years away
两个黑洞撞在一起的引力波
Two black holes colliding
整个现代文明都压死在他当年被扔进废纸堆的那几页
The entire modern civilization is based on those few pages that were thrown into the garbage heap back then.
手稿上,这个疯子叫约瑟夫·傅里叶
The madman in the manuscript is named Joseph Fourier.
一个10岁父母双亡的孤儿
A 10-year-old child who has lost both parents.
后来改写了整个人类文明的底层代码
Later, it rewrote the fundamental code of all human civilization
你现在听着的这首歌
The song you are listening to now
从扬声器里涌出来的那一刻
The moment when it comes out of the speaker
你以为自己在听音乐
You thought you were listening to music
但从物理上说
However, from a physical point of view
那只不过是一段乱七八糟的空气震动、鼓声
It was just a chaotic sound of air vibration
人声、吉他声、混响
Acoustic guitar reverberation
噪声全部压缩
All noise is compressed
都在同一条波形里搅成一锅粥
Mix into a porridge in the same wave
可你的耳朵偏偏能同时把它们全部分辨出来
But your ears can distinguish them all at the same time.
怎么做到的? 答案让人后背一凉。
The answer is so shocking that it makes you shiver.
你的耳蜗天生就是一台傅里叶分析仪。
Your earlobes are naturally a father-in-law analyzer.
他把混乱的声波自动拆解成不同频率的纯音。
He automatically decomposed the chaotic sound waves into different frequency-lipped sounds.
分门别类传进大脑。
Separate and classified into the brain.
你以为是你自己在欣赏音乐。
You think you're the one enjoying the music.
其实是傅里叶在替你翻译这个世界。
Actually, Fourier is translating this world for you.
而且这台分析仪你
And this analyzer,
你从出生就自带,
you are born with it,
从没生过固件,
never have firmware,
也从不出错,
never make mistakes,
傅里叶变换的核心,
the core of the Fourier transform,
就一句话,
in one sentence,
任何一段复杂的信号,
any complex signal,
不管看起来多乱,
No matter how messy it looks,
都可以拆成若干个最简单的正弦波的叠加。
All can be decomposed into the superposition of a number of the simplest sine waves.
正弦波就是那种最纯粹的波动。
A sine wave is the purest form of oscillation.
像湖面荡开的涟漪。
The ripples on the lake surface.
他说,
He said,
不管眼前的信号有多嘈杂
No matter how noisy the signal in front of me is
本质都是无数道涟漪叠在一起的
They are all essentially countless ripples stacked together
一层层剥开
Peeling layer by layer
真相就露出来了
The truth will come out
可当他站上讲台
When he stood on the stage
当时最顶尖的数学家拉格朗日当场拍了桌子
At that time, the most top mathematician Lagrange slammed the table
为什么?
Why?
因为傅里叶说的是任何函数。
Because Fourier said that any function,
包括那些带尖角的
including those with horns,
有断点的
with breaks,
不连续的图形都能用光滑的正弦波拼出来。
Discontinuous figures can be made up of smooth sine waves.
这在当时的数学界等于在说方的
This was equivalent to saying something outrageous in the mathematical community at the time.
可以用圆拼成，离经叛道到没有一个人敢站起来。
You can make a circle and everyone will stand up and be loyal.
替他说话。
Speak for him.
论文被法兰西科学院压进抽屉，整整15年不见天日。
The paper, which had been rejected by the French Academy of Sciences and hidden away for 15 years, remained unseen.
15年是什么概念？
15 years is a long time.
够一个婴儿长成少年。
Enough for a baby to grow into a teenager.
够一个中年人走进暮年。
Enough for a middle-aged person to enter old age.
傅里叶就在这十五年里
Fourier was in this 15-year period
一边做地方官
while serving as a local official
一边继续算
keep calculating
没人支持
no one supports
没人相信他一个人闷头往前走
no one believed that he could walk alone
1822年
in 1822
54岁的他出版了热的解析理论。
At the age of 54, he published a hot analytical theory.
把整套傅里叶变换完整地摊在世人面前，没有掌声。
It's not a matter of applause if the entire set of Fourier transforms is presented to the public.
没有道歉。
No apology.
但一扇门就这样悄悄被推开了。
But a door was quietly opened.
回到你耳机里那首歌。
Go back to the song in your headphones.
你有没有想过，他是怎么从录音棚几十个 G 的原始音轨
？Have you ever wondered how he managed to create a final product from dozens of G of raw audio tracks?
缩成手机里几兆大小的文件的。
Compressed into a few megabytes in a mobile phone.
少掉的那些东西到底去哪儿了
？Where did those missing things go？
傅里叶变换把声音拆开以后
，After the Fourier transform, the sound is broken down into its components。
精准地找出人耳根本感知不到的那些频率成分
，Accurately identify those frequency components that the human ear cannot perceive。
毫不留情地丢掉。
Ruthlessly discard.
只保留你能感受到的部分
Keep only what you can feel.
你以为你在听一首完整的歌
You thought you were listening to a complete song.
其实你一直都在听删减版
Actually, you have always been listening to a censored version.
只是删得太准
Just deleted it perfectly.
你从未察觉
You never knew.
这不是欺骗
This is not a trick.
这是傅里叶教会机器比你自己更了解你自己的耳朵。
This is because the Fourier church machine understands your ears better than you do.
更让人头皮发麻的还在后面。
What's even more shocking is what comes next.
2015年，科学家用 LIGO 探测到了引力波，两个黑洞。
Scientists have detected gravitational waves from 2 black holes using the LIGO detector.
在13亿光年之
In 13 billion light years.
外合并产生的时空涟漪传到地球
When the space-time ripples generated by the merger spread to Earth.
是微弱到连探测器本身的热胀冷缩都能把它吞没。那个信号
So faint that even the thermal expansion and contraction of the detector itself can overwhelm it.
号沉在噪声的汪洋里
Lost in the ocean of noise.
任何常规手段都捞不出来。
Nothing can be retrieved by conventional means.
科学家们用的正是傅里叶变换。
Scientists use Fourier transforms.
把噪声一层层剥开。
Remove noise layer by layer.
把那道穿越了宇宙半径的涟漪。
The ripple that spanned the radius of the universe.
从废墟里打捞了出来。
Extracted from the ruins.
13亿年前。
1.3 billion years ago.
宇宙深处的一声震动。
A tremor in the depths of the universe.
穿过人类无法想象的距离。
Traversing distances beyond human imagination.
最后被一行1807年差点被烧掉的公式从噪声里救了回来。
The formula that was almost destroyed by the fire in 1807 was rescued from the noise.
从你耳机里的一首歌到13亿光年外的引力波，傅里叶变换做的始终是同一件事。
From the Fourier transform of a song from your headphones to gravitational waves from 13 billion light years away, it's always the same thing.
把混乱拨开。
Clear the chaos.
把真相还回来。
Return the truth.
这才是它真正让人着迷的地方。
This is what truly fascinates people about him.
不是它多有用。
Not how useful it is.
而是它背后藏着一个让人细思极恐的逻辑。
Instead, there is a logic hidden behind it that is frightening.
这个世界从来不是真的混乱。
This world has never been truly chaotic.
只是我们还没找到正确的拆解方式。
We just haven't found the right way to break it down.
我们现在活在一个比任何时代都嘈杂的世界里。
We now live in a world that is more noisy than any other era.
信息轰炸。
Information overload.
情绪操控。
Emotional manipulation.
焦虑蔓延。
Anxiety spreads.
每天迎面砸过来的全是噪声。
Every day, I am bombarded with noise.
我们不停地问。
We keep asking.
哪些是真的？
Which are true?
哪些值得信？
Which are trustworthy?
哪些才是真正重要的？
What really matters?
也许傅里叶早就给过我们答案了。
Maybe Fourier has already given us the answer.
不是要消灭噪声。
Not to eliminate noise.
噪声永远会有
Noise will always be there.
而是要在那片混乱里找到属于你自己的那道最稳定的波形
Instead, you need to find your own stable wave within that chaos.
有时候我会
Sometimes I think
想如果当年傅里叶选择了沉默
If Fourier had chosen to remain silent back then
把那篇论文锁进抽屉
Put that paper in the drawer.
再也不提。
Never mention it again.
今天你耳机里的音乐还能不能播出来？
Can you still play music from your headphones today?
你手机里的图片还能不能发出去？
Can you still send pictures from your phone?
医院里核磁共振的片子还能不能出图？答案。
Can I still get an MRI scan?
你已经知道了。
You already know.
所以
So,
人类历史上最危险的时刻
The most dangerous moments in human history
可能不是战争
It may not be a war
不是灾难
Not a disaster
而是那些被否定的真相差一点
But those truths that were denied were just a little bit away
永远没有被说出口的那些瞬间
Those moments that were never spoken
傅里叶没有等到道歉
Fourier did not wait for an apology
没有等到掌声
No applause
他只是把那把钥匙轻轻放在桌上转身走了
He simply put the key on the table and turned to leave
我们用了整整200年才刚刚开始看清
It took us 200 years to just begin to understand
那把钥匙能打开多少扇门
How many doors can the key open?